Welcome to the Storytellers Telling Stories podcast. I'm Jude Brewer. There is a variety of ways you may listen. Through phone speakers, your car stereo, your earbuds. Regardless of the delivery system, we invite you to abandon the outside world and vanish for a short while. Wherever you are at the moment does not exist. This week's episode is titled Still Clutching Maps, written and narrated by Christina Butcher.
This must be power. I colonize men like I make love to my own body. Fingers sliding through negative space, building moments that lap at sand in soft, easy waves. I watch their flames flicker. Did you know that? I burn them down to the wick each time. This one can't take his eyes off me. So I turn my back to him and conquer someone else, as if I were one of the great explorers, haughty despite landing on the wrong continent, still clutching maps, still planning and plotting, yet already losing interest. Preoccupied with the body of a woman, a body I occupy like I cover his mouth, violently and in haste, and someday soon, when he can take no more, I will leave him like a tattered flag, worn and leaning in the midday sun. Gold mines. From behind your shoulders, I watch wave upon wave against your collarbone. I slide my fingers into tongue, press into the moment with copper palms, searching for a vein, rough, hidden in long-abandoned mines, where others before me staked claims, but like fools panned too far from the source. Never overlook the ribcage, I say. Traverse the hip slowly, slower, while panting coyote into the curve of thigh, bone digging on the riverbed. Starve yourself there and wait for it. Watch me wait for it to strike gold from the underside of your body. Toad traveling at night. Glistening, Toad plops down on pavement, resting near my feet. Catching its breath while the cricket song swells around us and our heat rises in offering to the moon. Toad and I pass the time in silence, each fidgeting in our skin until the passing lights of a jeep blind us, breaking the summer spell. Toad blinks, then gathers its limbs before beginning its slow plop, plop from one sidewalk square to the next. A great escape from Mililani suburban sprawl to the warmth of tall, swaying grass in the marsh behind our houses. The streetlights hiss and sputter above us. I welcome the darkness with a slow smile before turning back, leaving Toad to his pilgrimage and my troubles to the night. Sharp edges. That bitch got sharp edges. Note, I've got a unisex uniform, gray, Velcro, and designed to make me blend in with the rest of them, yet somehow still an ass-grabbing uniform despite its ability to hide all curves and angles. She's gonna give it to me. Watch. Muddy and sexually charged, my gender clings to the soles of my boots, forever leaving a trail of, I can get her into bed, fuck her husband, and you know what I'd do to her? All over the office floor. Each word strips professional off my resume and slaps it up against my ass. Every day, coworkers drag the sex out from between my legs and wear it like a good conduct medal, pinned and dangling on their chest. Everyone shaking hands in Cox, celebrating equality in the workplace. Gold star for baby. His mind changes each time. Mouth opens into round, suggestive shapes in ways I simply cannot. Whirring thumbs like sword, he cuts through syllables as if the daily paper got it all wrong. No page turning here, just swipe, swipe right, baby. Let compound sentences come later. For now, we wait for the bus. Wait for expressions to catch up with statuses. I am a winking face. Feeling hungry. Conjunctions R.I.P. I begin to have trouble keeping up here. His speech no longer a proper parting of the lips. The syllables slip through the air instead, wiggling into tight pockets where promises of punctuation are simply out of the question. Everything about this moment a little bit blurry until his lips move toward mine like, and I be like, oh, and we both be like, KOTL, #, gold star moment for baby right there. The Donjek. Glacier. It moves. Yes, it glides. Yes, it grinds across the ground and it cracks. Puts pressure. Punctuates the soil. It hisses like fire. Gathers snow as you watch. Now. It builds from the underbelly. Carves from the bodies of the people. Definition? Indigenous. The glacier is alive. It breathes, see it eats, snakes down, sleeps till the crow pulls daylight. Watch the glacier wake. Stomach rumbles, mouth is a cavern, looming and gluttonous, the Donjek lives. Go Kid. So, I'm walking down Main Street thinking first person, present tense, I'm tired of this brown town bearing. It's brown streets, brown sand, brown skin. We're all browbeaten and dumbed down, and we can't find no metro, they say. No grammar anyway, but I keep walking, I keep to myself, I look back, stagger my steps as I catch a glimpse of it. That house of trains we all stutter into, looking for a ticket out of the dust and wind. The suffocating heat of border patrol vans and corner stores where your sister bought you dime bags and angry mothers pinned you to the culture in a past tense, run on, run kid, run, run, sort of way. The direction doesn't matter, never did. As long as I go, we go. Everyone stacked chin over shoulder. Watch the miles slip by under the glare of the sun. The land will stick to our skin like dirt until all we see is adobe and all we feel is the Rio Grande, pulsing muddy water through our veins. I tell myself, do it. Decide. Leave. Leap up and out. And only return when your mother calls you home to your heritage. Let the porch light burn, kid. Feel your lines blur one more time. against the border fence that never kept anyone out of El Paso. And then go, kid. Go. Go. At the docks. Salmon, when caught, are as red as the inside of parted lips. As a lover rising to receive the tip of a tongue, or the pause of audience slipping in seats, anticipating the slight shift of a sockeye, a moment when light refracts in murky water, bending expectations while keeping one hand on the rope at all times, dragging us, the hook-mouthed, across the deck where we pretend to have risen above slinging mud. Yet caviar still trails our lip, life dangles on the edge of a comedy before we fall, each one of us, back into the waves.
If you would like to read more of Christina Butcher's work, please visit www.writebrave.org. We encourage you to check out this week's artwork on Michelle Lynette Baldwin's Instagram, where you can also see the artwork for previous episodes. This episode was made possible and brought to you by the Portland State Bookstore, located at 1715 Southwest 5th Avenue. Serving the academic community as well as the greater Portland community. Visit them on the web at psubookstore.com and on social media at psubook. And to everyone who's been rating the podcast on iTunes and sharing this program with their friends and family, thank you. We'd also like to thank Annie Bloom's Books, Another Read Through, Broadway Books, Longfellow's Books and Periodicals, Mother Foucault's Bookshop, and Powell's Books. This program is also made possible by many talented sound effects creators. Their names and associated works can be found in this episode's summary details. If you enjoyed this program, please share it. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Storytellers Telling Stories. You can also email us at sttspod@gmail.com. New episodes are released every Tuesday. Until then, I'm Jude Brewer. Thanks for listening.